Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm Dr. Judy, and you can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I am really honored to have a guest who has been a good friend of my sister's for many, many years, and I have met her in person a few times. She probably doesn't even remember because it's been a long time, but this is someone who has transformed the lives of animals around the world. Today I have Linda Tellington-Jones. She's been transforming the lives of horses and pets worldwide for the past six decades through the use of her trademark therapy known as T-Touch and T-Team. She has received accolades and awards, including an honorary doctorate from the Wisdom University, a spot in the Western States Exposition Hall of Fame and the Massage Therapy Hall of Fame. She's been named an RFD TV Magazine Personality of the Month and has a Master Instructor Award and received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Riding Instructors Program. She's received the Governor Reagan's Award for Creative Citizenship for her work done at the Pacific Coast Equestrian Farm in California. Linda has authored 21 books printed in 14 languages. I am so jealous. And she has three books currently in progress. Her books help people influence behavior, health, communication, and performance with their dogs, cats, horses, and even alpacas and llamas. Some of her titles include Getting in T-Touch with Your Dog, Getting in T-Touch with Your Puppy, Getting in T-Touch with Your Cat, and even T-Touch for You. And she has a book out for health professionals to help them care for their patients. Her blog and Facebook, both called Tellington T-Touch World, along with her website, www.ttouch.com, are valuable resources for pet and horse parents everywhere. Welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm so excited to actually finally connect with you because Sally has, of course, been saying, you've got to connect. So, finally. I don't remember when we met before.
We actually met at the expo up in Massachusetts. But it was, oh man, my kids were little, so we're probably going back 15, 20 years, and you were exhibiting there and doing presentations, and Sally was there. And so Sally's been working with you for, you know, just a ton of years. I know it goes back a really long time, and she has just loved this work from the beginning. I've been to many of her classes and seminars, and, you know.
Well, I mean, it's 30 years. 30 years we go back. And the thing, you know, that I love about it is the fact that she has all that background and she keeps coming and, you know, supporting with me, learning together. Because as you know from being in Sally's classes, this is not something that's fixed in stone. I'm always looking for easier ways for people to be able to understand and engage and relate to their animals. And so it's a work in progress. I feel I'm just on the learning path.
Well, you know, they say for, you know, some of us are getting a little bit older, but they say that, you know, the only way that we continue to evolve is to continue to learn. And, you know, I find that I'm learning every single day. And, you know, and I think those of us who accomplish things are those who are willing to continue to learn.
Yeah. I mean, I am so excited, and I'll go with your questions, but then I want to share something with you as a vet that just happened to me. I'm getting chicken skin just thinking about it, what happened with the dog this last week. So let's go with your questions first, and then I'll bring that in.
Oh, very cool. All right. So, well, obviously you're a horse enthusiast. Did you grow up with horses? How did that all get started?
When I was 6 years old, my family moved to my grandfather's farm outside of Edmonton, Alberta, to help my grandfather with his wheat and pig farm. during the war effort, and I was 2.5 miles to school, and there was no school bus in those days. It was down a long dirt road. So my dad went with me to a stable, bought a horse named Trixie, and I would get on Trixie and ride about an eighth of a mile towards school to and meet my cousins who just lived up, you know, on the road to school, and we'd ride to school and ride home. And I rode for the first 6 years of my life. I rode to school.
Oh, that is so cool! I'm jealous.
Yeah, and when I was 9, I was really lucky because we moved to the outskirts of Edmonton, and there we, on the first day as we were driving to this dairy farm that my dad was in partnership with my uncle, we drove by this riding stable, and there was a practice quadrille out in the ring, and I said, oh my gosh, I mean, I'd ridden for 3 years every day and never had a lesson. And so I asked my dad if I could have lessons, and he said, yes, if you can get a job working. So the next Saturday, he dropped me off at the gate, and I walked in to Mrs. Alice Greaves Metherall and told her that I'd been riding, and could I take riding lessons in exchange for cleaning stalls or whatever. And she put me on a horse, and I was one of the lucky kids that never got to clean stables or clean tack. I was on horses, you know.
Wow.
School. Every day I'd ride from school, ride 2 or 3 horses, and, of course, on the weekends that's all we did. So I was very blessed to be with an incredible teacher then from the time I was 9.
That's amazing, amazing. So, and you said that was, so I'm assuming that was up in Canada.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay, and so now you live in Hawaii. Did you have just way too much of that cold weather?
What cold weather? No, actually, my husband was an American engineer I met on a summer job, and so we married when I was 18 and came to California, and actually went to Puerto Rico first because he was 20 years older than I, Wentworth Tellington. And then he wanted to give some. We went to Puerto Rico first for him to recover from kind of bone stuff, you know, that you get at that age. And then he wanted to give something back, so he wanted to teach in a private school. He'd gone to Andover and Harvard, and wanted to give something back. So we then went to Chadwick School in Rolling Hills, California, from a year in Puerto Rico. And it was the only year of my life when I didn't ride.
Wow.
Interesting experience that year. And so when we came back, I thought I was going to go to UCLA and continue my education. And Mrs. Chadwick, this is a prep school in Rolling Hills, California, talked to me and said I was going to be senior girl's dorm mother and teach 8th grade social studies. And, you know, I'd been teaching riding since I was 14 at our school, and so I said, oh, okay, you know, I got the book out and I read, and my God, a little different in those days. It was a wonderful school and a wonderful experience, and they had a stable, and so I had horses there, and that's where I met my husband, Roland Klager, because I taught him to ride at that school. I mean, it's a long, long story.
It's a very small world, how everything just connects and goes together. So how did you get started in this whole tea team? I mean, obviously you were a riding instructor for a lot of years. Did the tea team approach, and you'll have to tell me what those initials stand for. It's not coming to me. But did this approach start just through teaching riding, or how did that all kind of get started?
Well, how it started is after we taught, my husband Wentworth Tillington and I taught at Chadwick School for several years. We went into partnership on a thoroughbred farm in Hemet, California. And at the thoroughbred farm, one day we get a call from my grandfather, whom I had never met, my grandfather Will Kaywood. He was 80 years old at the time. He was a racehorse trainer, And he said that he was retiring from the track and he wanted to come and visit us at our thoroughbred farm. We had 90 thoroughbred mares at the Hemet Thoroughbred Farm and stood two stallions and had a whole 30 Arabians.
Wow.
And a couple of stallions. It was a big opportunity. Anyway, my grandfather came to us and I had never met him in a whole other long story. He'd been at the track all those years and he had been taken as a young jockey at 21. He'd been taken to Russia to race at the Hippodrome in Moscow, where I have taught like 10 times as a citizen diplomat. If you can, that's a whole other phase of my
that
life.
That is very cool.
And he was taken in 1902, and in 1905, he won the award of leading trainer at the Moscow racetrack.
Wow.
And he said that his horses did so well because he had 87 winners, you know, first, second, or third place horses that season. And he said his success was due to two facts. One, every horse in his stable was rubbed with these short little strokes by his gypsy grooms. And the other thing is, he said he never entered a horse in a race if it didn't tell him it was feeling fit enough to win.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? When it was the start of animal communication. So he came to us and spent time with us and showed us this form of equine massage, which that was 1960, and 65, Wendt and I wrote what we think is the first book on equine massage called Physical Therapy and Massage for the Athletic Horse. And we published it first co-published with Arabian Horse Journal magazine, and then Doubleday did a book that it's a chapter in their book, Endurance and Competitive Trail Riding, which you can still sometimes find on eBay.
Oh, very cool.
So anyway, so we started with this massage, right? And at the time, I was doing a lot of 100-mile endurance riding. It was that next year that I placed sixth in the Tevis Cup 100-mile in one day endurance ride. My first ride. And then 6 weeks later, we went to Oklahoma to the Jim Shoulders endurance ride, and I won first place and best condition, 6.5 hours ahead of the second place horse.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That record stood for 7 years until Pat Fitzgerald, a legend in the endurance world, broke it. And, again, we were using this form of gypsy, you know, Russian gypsy massage on our horses. And the thing is that it really helped horses recover after hard athletic endeavors, because we were doing a lot of endurance, not just endurance, but eventing and horse showing. But, Judy, it never crossed my mind that you can actually influence the behavior or so-called personality of a horse by working on the body. And that's where the magic comes in. And I enrolled in a 4-year training at the Humanistic Psychology Institute with Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, and I know that you know about the Feldenkrais.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
And in the second day, I did it not for myself, you understand. I did it because I thought it would be so wonderful for my riding students, because the Feldenkrais work is just brilliant for improving movement. It's also amazing for injuries or anything to bring you awareness to the body in a gentle way. So anyway, in the second day of this training, Moshe Feldenkrais made a statement that made me prick up my ears. And I remember the moment we were lying on the floor doing an awareness through movement exercise, 63 of us in our class.
Wow.
And he made the statement that it's possible for a human being to learn in one experience using non-habitual movements to activate new neural pathways to the brain, to wake up, you know, to activate new brain cells, to enhance learning. And when he said that, I thought, wait a minute, if that's true for a human, that should be true for a horse. What can I do to move a horse in such a way that it would be a movement that horse could not make, and that would activate without force, no force,
right.
So that the horse, the human or the animal is comfortable. And enhance that horse's ability to learn. And I went out that very afternoon after class. This was 1976 in July. And I remember exactly the mare that I worked on, the horse that had to be chased to be caught, to brought up, to come in every night for dinner. I mean, she'd come down from Montana, had been a brood mare, never been ridden. And I just started, you know, kind of moving her body, moving her lips, moving her ears and her legs in ways that she could not do, with a very different purpose than what we had been doing all those years in the so-called, you know, form of massage we were doing. And I didn't think much of it. I mean, you know, I worked for about 30 minutes. People watching thought I'd hypnotized the horse. She was so quiet. And I was just exploring. And so I went home, and the next morning, the owner called me and said, "Listen, I don't know what you did to my horse, but I turned her out after you were here, and when I went to catch her, instead of chasing her, she came to the gate, first time. And I put her in the stall. Instead of diving for the hay, she just kind of stood there with her head close to me, like, saying, like, do something, right?
Yeah, could you do that again?
Yeah, exactly. And she made a connection with him. And, Judy, this is so interesting because now with the circular T-touch, which I'll get to that development in a moment, this is what we hear all the time. It's the first time I have a feeling that my horse likes me. That's interesting. Anyway, so I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, that was a big change. So I just started exploring ways to move the horse in different ways. And that's how we started. The TEAM was originally Tellington Equine Awareness Movements, because it was only in movements. And then I did the Feldenkrais work for 8 years with humans and with horses. And we started just moving them with dogs. You know, it's just beautiful work. And then in 1983, I was at the Delaware Equine Veterinary Clinic that was run by Matthew McKay Smith and Danny Marks and Alan Leslie. I'm sure you
know. Oh, yeah.
And I had known Matthew and Dr. Marks for, well, Matthew since he graduated from school. And I'd done some other work with them, so they asked me to do a clinic at their vet clinic in Delaware. And Dr. Leslie had a horse that they couldn't figure out what the heck was going on with her. This is a mare, 12-year-old thoroughbred mare. They hunted her and rode her, but she hated to be groomed, hated to be touched, hated to be saddled. And you know, if you remember, in those days, any horse people who are a little longer in the tooth will maybe remember this. The only check, the veterinary check, was to x-ray from the knees and hocks down. There
right.
was none of what we do today. Nothing.
Right.
The neck, the back, the shoulders, blah, blah,
yep.
you know. Incredible what we have today.
Exactly.
And so they asked me to look at this horse. And when I put my hands on her very quietly, just exploring her body very non-invasively, very quietly, she got really quiet. And her owner standing there said, "Linda, why is my horse reacting this way? Why is she, you know, like, why is she so quiet? What are you using energy, or what's your secret?"
Right.
And I said, intuitively, because all of this T-touch stuff, so the circles just came to me in that moment, I said, "Don't worry what I'm doing. Just go up and put your hands on the shoulder and move the skin very lightly in a circle." And when I said this, I thought, okay.
They're thinking, all right, she's...
but I've learned to keep my mouth shut and not say that I, you know, it's pretty interesting, what the heck's that about? So I trust my intuition is actually what I really mean to say by that. And so she went up and just moved the skin very lightly on the shoulder and then moved back along her body, and the mare listened to her in this quiet way. And in that moment, I thought, wow, you know, anybody can learn this. It takes years to learn this amazing Feldenkrais work. And I started following the journey in circles. And it's been an amazing ride. I mean, once we added in the circles, that's when we called it T-Team, Tellington Touch, you know, equine awareness.
Uh-huh.
And it became a method, not just movement. Because it's combined of the circular touches on the body and the groundwork, as you've seen many times, Sally, you know, and the different equipment we use with the horses. Riding bridleless is one of the greatest ways.
And, love that thing.
You know, it's amazing because of the trust that occurs. And so then I switched to following the journey of these circular touches, and we've done some really interesting work, research with the, or you can't call it research because it's a pilot study. We only did first four people with the Dr. Popp Institute. It's at the International Biophysical Institute in Neuss, Germany. And then we did 58 people and had the same kind of results of a sense of well-being. And this happens in humans, and it happens in dogs and horses. And it's really incredible because now, of course, I recognize we can bring them into a state of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is, you know, rest and recovery state. So you can tell I still get excited about this journey over all these years. And so we switched and, sorry, go on.
No, I absolutely. I mean, you know, it's when you kind of have that aha moment and you just say, why hasn't anybody figured this out? And I'm so glad I figured this out, and I can't wait to tell other people about this. And that's what's so cool. And the good news is you have told other people, and you're continuing to tell people and teach them. We're going to get more into that in just a minute. We need to take a quick break for our sponsors. I am fascinated by Linda's story, the background, but we're going to talk more about how this can change the lives of your own pets and how you can learn how to do this as well. We will be right back in just a moment.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more. Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's dental drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's dental drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and today we are speaking with Linda Tellington-Jones, who originated T-Team and T-Touch, which are just phenomenal. When you see this work done on animals, like she was saying about the horses that she originally started this with, some of the changes in attitude, relaxation, are really just amazing, and I'm sure she can tell us more about the changes than what I have seen personally. So what I'd like to know, what is T-Touch used for most commonly? Is it used for training? Is it used for healing? Is it used for anxiety? Is it used for all of the above plus more? Like what kind of, what do you feel that people turn to that for most often?
Mostly the behavior to develop a trust and getting the dog or the horse to be willing and able to listen to them, to take the horse into the state of the parasympathetic so that instead of this fight, flight, you know, high-headed or with the dog, you know how they are, the dog's always on alert.
Yep.
I mean, we work so much with dogs who bark, you know, who jump up, who pull, who don't come when they're called, don't listen. And through the combination with dogs, first I'll talk about dogs and then horses, first with the combination of the gentle 1 1/4 circles over the whole body or these zigzags, the various touches that we do over the body to develop trust and bringing and grounding the dog. We'll talk first about the dogs. You know, getting them four paws on the ground.
Right. Well, it's very true. I mean, and it's funny. I'm thinking about a dog that came into the clinic yesterday. It was just there for an annual exam. But the dog was cowering in the corner, frightened, you know. And I got down on the floor and I, you know, kind of duck walked over to the dog so that I was, you know, down below the dog's level and, you know, held my hand out very gently and waited for the dog to kind of calm down a little bit. But, you know, this would have been a really good thing if the owner could have been sitting there doing some T-Touch and kind of explaining to the dog that, you know, this was kind of going to be okay. It ended up being fine in the long run, but the poor thing, I mean, I feel bad for animals that come in and they're in that sort of fight or flight, and they can't focus. And it is one of those things where, you know, sometimes people say, oh, it's just a bad dog or it's just a bad horse, but it's really that they're so into that fight or flight that they absolutely cannot listen. They don't have the ability to listen and focus because they can't even get away from that.
Exactly, and this is where the T-Touch comes into the work on the body, because you're not going to be doing the ground exercises there. And so what you can do, like even in your case as a vet, because we have many vets who use it, and actually one of our practitioners, Dr. Daniela Zur, has written a book for T-Touch in veterinary care.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find that one.
It's really great how she uses it, because she works with, you know, many, many different animals. So if you, instead of, you know how the dogs are at that, but, and by the way, I really want to congratulate you for saying that you get down, you know, a little lower than they are, because so many people say, well, you have to command the dog and be the boss, which, of course, is the opposite, in my opinion. And
right.
So if you could, in that position, sit sideways to them, and take the like cup your hand and move the back of your fingers in a circle in there, but not exactly aimed at them, kind of aimed at the floor in front of them, and just move in 1 1/4 circles. And anybody can do this. I mean, we do this a lot with dogs in shelters who are pinned to the back of the, you know, kennel. And
right.
And it starts to actually get them to be able to breathe and be able to look at you. And it's incredibly effective. And for vet care, we have so many vets who use this or recommend this to their person before they come in. Do the circles on them, gently work the ears, get the dog to be able to breathe and to be in their body and be present so the vet can work on them. You know, it's like,
yeah.
So much,
you know, and I don't think people realize that how important the breathing is. So, you know, I see it all the time with animals holding their breath. I see it with horses holding their breath. And, you know, when you're riding a horse, you're trying to train a horse, and you're sitting on them, and you realize that they are just, everything sitting under you is just this ball of tension. It's like a coiled spring waiting to explode, and they're holding their breath. And as soon as you get that animal to take a deep breath, all of a sudden you have a totally different animal to work with.
And the cool thing is, going back to horses, if you just start singing yourself, and this is where I love using the M-Wave from HeartMath Institute, and I actually, you know, I got that idea from Wendy Murdoch. She was using it for her students, and I'd been doing HeartMath and heart coherence for years at that point, never thought to use it with the riders on the horses. And you can hear the little ping when you go into that state of parasympathetic nervous system, say the heart coherence. It's, and that's in my book. What the heck is the name of that? It's, I have to look. I love this book. I don't know if you've seen it. And you can edit, where is it? It's something like riding. Oh, dressage for mind. Here it is. Dressage with mind, body, and soul. And it's all about the rider breathing and you're coming into heart coherence and how you are with your horse before you get on them, how the grooming affects their ability to listen and focus with you. And it's very cool. It was my 20th book, and I'm really so grateful for Trafalgar for that book. It's a beautiful big book. Anyway, coming into that place yourself, singing really works because it forces you to breathe.
Exactly.
And smiling, which activates the serotonin and the oxytocin, it's now known. And even if you don't feel like smiling, as soon as you stretch those lips and you start singing or humming or toning to your horse from the ground before you get on or from the saddle, makes a huge difference for both of you.
Now, would that same thing come into effect? So, you know, I've got a client that knows their dog is nervous, so the client's wound up. The client, you know, they know that this is going to be a three-ring circus fiasco. So if the client comes in with a smile on their face and they're singing or humming and, you know, doing a little T-touch, you know, some circle stuff on their dog, will that translate over to the dog?
Absolutely. And we can do more than that. And that is, we have what we call the magic three touches for humans. We use it for animals, too. But the person, you know how the dog picks up exactly on what the person is feeling. So if they will just put one hand on their chest, and it's actually on the heart chakra in the middle, you know, and move the skin lightly in 1 1/4 circles, starting at the toward the ground. You just put a imaginary clock on your chest, like you're looking at it from the outside. Take it off the wall, the old-fashioned kind of clock, right?
Uh-huh.
6 o'clock toward the ground, and very, very lightly, with the lightest contact, move the skin in 1 1/4 circles, whichever direction you prefer. Take a nice deep breath, smile, and give something, think of a thought that brings you a feeling of gratitude, a feeling of real gratitude for your whatever comes to your mind, you know, your horse, your family, place in nature, whatever that is. And what that does is bring you right into measurable heart coherence. And if you want to improve your riding, go to our website and look at this, but also go to Heart Math Institute, because they have these wonderful M waves you can buy, and you can measure your heart coherence, and it will make a huge difference for your dogs or your horses when you come into that heart coherence. And the other thing you can do when you're nervous is work your ears, just like maybe we can get into talking about that for your dogs and your horses for emergency and for calming. On your emergency on the way to the vet and calming in general. and then also the mouth work. We encourage people to do little 1 1/4 circles all around their lips, because that really brings them to a place of overriding the fear that they have and the nervousness. You know, it's a natural thing to work your lips. Take your thumb and forefinger, you know, between the between your upper lip, between your thumb and forefinger, and just do a little circle with it and a slide, and it helps to override your fear and panic.
Huh. Okay, so now I've got my this is going to be fun. I'm going to have all my clients coming in the office doing these weird things. But it's very cool. You know, if I could calm down the client and then calm down the animal, this would go much better for everyone.
It goes much better for everyone, yes, for the dog, the vet, and the client.
So, yeah, because there are a lot of, you know, kind of new behavior things up and coming. And I have to say, we bribe an awful lot of animals with treats. And if they're food motivated, it works well. But if they're not food motivated or they're just trying to eat me, it's not going to work so well. So.
Well, yeah, the good thing about food is when they can eat without gulping, that puts them in that parasympathetic state of, you know, relaxation and being able to learn. But if they gulp it or they can't take it, it doesn't help. And
right.
The thing about the touches is I use food. If an animal is terrified, man, I put the food on the floor, though, and let them reach down for it, because reaching down really helps to lower their head. And then I start doing those touches wherever, like on the shoulder, is the safest place for them. You know, and reach out and just start to move the skin lightly. And it's not a massage. It's just a movement of the skin that activates their ability to think and to feel and to be processed, to be in the body. It's so easy and it's so effective.
Oops. Well, you can tell we are a dog radio show. Shush, guys. Yeah, that always makes it fun. Before that, we had the snoring in the background. So they're either snoring or barking.
I love that sound.
I know, when I do my Facebook Live every day, and everybody comments on you know, all the snoring that I've got going on in the background. So I think that, you know, the takeaway here is that every single person could use this on themselves. They can use it on their nervous cats, their nervous horses, their nervous dogs, or their nervous llamas. And I haven't done a whole lot of llama work, so that's kind of cool. You know, can you use this on birds? I mean, is this universal? Can it be used on really any animal?
It is absolutely universal. And, you know, I've used it on a wild camel in a zoo in Italy. He'd been there for many, many years and couldn't be touched, couldn't be caught. And I worked with one of our practitioners who's a vet. And between us, it took us 40 minutes to work up without scaring this animal, humming and toning, and then be able to reach out and touch him. And you could just see the camel melt. And I have a cute picture. I should send it to some of the pictures with the tapir at a zoo in Nuremberg. And it's a big park zoo. And they have this tapir who everybody loves. And she loves massage. So if they rub her, she'll just lie down. So I was there working with Dr. Daniela Zuer with some of the animals in the zoo park. And when I started to do T-touch on her, you could see her kind of start to almost fall over. And then she just corrected herself, sat there, and stayed totally present. And that is one of the differences with the 1 1/4 light circles. It activates both hemispheres of the brain, they think about it, and they can feel. And she never went away like she normally does if she loves what you do. She stayed present. And that's one of the secrets of this work.
Absolutely. So if we can get our animals to stay there and think about what we're asking of them, we get a lot further with them. We need to take another quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about how you would learn to do this yourself if you wanted to for your animals, and you know, where you would go to learn this information. Stay tuned.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on The Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. You can hear us every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Today I'm speaking with Linda Tellington-Jones, and we're talking about T-Touch, which is not really massage. It's something pretty different, and I've seen this in action. This is incredible with the horses. There's special equipment that Linda has developed. My sister is one of Linda's students who has become an instructor, and we had a horse that we just absolutely could not get on a trailer, and it took maybe about 45 minutes, but Sally worked with that horse, and at the end of that 45 minutes, we could, for the rest of that horse's life, we could walk her on and off a trailer with no problems, no fuss, no muss. And I think that you know, while most people listening are probably dog and cat people, I know a lot of you have horses as well, but this does translate across species. And so if there are things that your dog is fearful of, you know, going to the veterinarian, going to the groomer, things that they're not real happy about, I think this is a way that we can help them reconnect, become grounded, and move forward through those fears. And that brings up a good question, Linda. Would doing this sort of work, and I'm assuming the answer is going to be yes, but would this sort of work help with dogs with separation anxiety, thunderstorm phobias, noise phobias? You know, would this help ground them, and would they learn to accept those situations once you did the work with them?
Not a question. That's one of the things with the T-Touch and the equipment that we have. What we do, you can use the Thunder Shirt. It's very helpful. It was actually developed, inspired by the work that we've been doing with body wraps. And you can go to my website or actually go to Tellington T-Touch World on Facebook if you're a Facebook person, and you can order that new book on harnesses and the wraps. It's the wrap book. Oh, what am I thinking? It's all wrapped up for your pets. And it's just putting that wrap on. I mean, I had an example. Our Westie was never afraid of firecracker, you know, the New Year's stuff.
Right.
And when she was 12, suddenly when they started outside our house, she just went into, she wouldn't run, that was one good thing, but she would just sit there, and her teeth were chattering so hard, I was afraid they were going to break. She was going to break a tooth. And it was awful. And so I started doing the ear work. That's the first thing you do in any emergency like this. Start to do the ear work, and because it affects the part of the brain that controls their emotions. So, and then I went and got a wrap, and I actually did a half wrap on her, just like around the chest, like an ace bandage.
Mm-hmm.
Around, you wrap it over the chest, cross it over the shoulders, and then around their belly once, and then tie it up on the back. And when I put that on, it took me about maybe not even 5 minutes, first with the ear work, to stop the banging of her teeth. So she was shaking, but they weren't banging. The teeth weren't banging together. And then I put the wrap on her, and literally in 15 minutes, she was lying on the couch, turning her head, watching the firecrackers and, New Year stuff on both sides of our house, and without fear.
Huh.
And we've had this is an extreme case because it was like my case, you know, it was interesting, but we have hundreds of people who report that by putting the wrap and doing the ear work on them, and actually then not just waiting for an emergency, but doing the circular touches along their body, running these long lines of touches or zigzags or some of the other touches that we do on them, brings the dog into their body. And what I mean by that, and grounds them so that they can stay present. They can figure out what's going on.
Right. So they're not in that flight or fight, do I stand my ground or do I leave?
Exactly.
And that leaving when they're in a state of panic never turns out well.
No, it definitely doesn't. So it's really helpful for things like this. And so you had some other questions.
Well, yeah. So if somebody wants to learn about this, obviously there's information on your website, and there's, you know, you've got a ton of books out there. So if you Google Linda Tellington Jones, you're going to come up with a couple dozen books right off the bat. And there are chapters about T-Touch in probably 100 books and publications out there. So if are classes offered in this? If somebody really wanted to delve into it or really wanted to work with their animal and other animals, are there classes available in this?
Yes, and you can go to our website, ttouch.com, and look under practitioners and find a practitioner in your area to just do a private session with you. And if you can't, you can go on our YouTube, and it's you can see some on our T-Touch YouTube, some of how to do this. I mean, if you can't find a practitioner in your area, like your sister, Sally Morgan, in your area is doing pretty regular classes, I think, that you can...
She's doing a lot of classes, and she's also been doing a lot of Facebook Live videos where she's been talking about the different touches and the wraps and demonstrating them. And then I know she's posting those on YouTube, so there is a ton of information out there. How many instructors would you say that there are in T-Touch?
In terms of teachers who teach this work, we have teachers in 36 countries.
Amazing.
And several thousand, I mean, I don't know the thousands anymore, because it's not only us who are teaching them. We have, you know, other people, and we have instructors who actually then teach the certification classes. So you can go and just learn for your animal, or if you're interested in actually learning this and integrating it into your work that you do with dogs, for instance, you can go online and find a certification training. But get the books, listen to it, watch the YouTube. If you go to Tellington T-Touch World, you can see we do regular webinars on the T-Touch, and just start doing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of information out there. I mean, that is one of the nice things about technology, even though I abhor it because it makes me crazy. But, you know, it's easy to learn, and it's easy to connect with others who are interested. And I know my sister is going to schedule something here in New Jersey at Monkey's House, the Senior Dog Hospice and Sanctuary. She went there last month and worked with some of the dogs. And Michelle, who is the owner of Monkey's House, said that the dogs just seem so relaxed and quiet. She said there was a definite change in the entire atmosphere when Sally was working on the dogs. So it is.
I do want to put out there, too, if anybody happens to be really interested and wants to work with me in the U.S. this year in November in Austin, I'm teaching a 6-day course starting the 11th of November at the Austin Animal Care Center. It's a really big humane society where every week we have T-Touch sessions with Marnie Reeder, classes actually, and I'll be there for a week. So that is one opportunity. And
amazing.
It's very exciting. We have so many wonderful teachers out there all over the country teaching these classes. So.
Yeah, and I have attended quite a few. We've held quite a few at our farms for people working with their horses when I used to own a farm. And it's really fun work, and it is gratifying to see the changes that come about, not only in the animals, but also in the people handling the animals. So Linda and I were talking during the break. She also has something else that she's been working with that is pretty brand new as far as I know. And the only thing I know about it is it's something called the Beamer Mat, I believe. But Linda, we've got just a couple minutes. What is this thing? Because I'm hearing great things.
Yeah, the Beamer is B-E-M-E-R. It's a German medical device, and it just lying on this mat 8 minutes twice a day increases the oxygen and blood flow and nutrient delivery to the cells in the whole body, and releases the cellular toxins. And it's amazing. I had my first one 14 years ago. And 2 years ago, I just turned 80. I'm so excited to be 80. You cannot see in the shape I'm in with my, I feel way closer to 40 thanks to being twice a day on this Beamer. And, of course, it's with T-Touch because you can use it for self-help. And the combination of the two is just, it's like having the fountain of youth. And
so does this work through, you know, I don't know anything about it. Does this work through magnetics? Is it electrical fields? How does it work?
It is the special Beamer signal. It is activated by a pulsed electromagnetic frequency.
Okay.
But that's not what activates the actual blood flow. It's this wonderful signal that they have in the mat that you lie on, and it's very gentle. It's less microteslas than the Earth signal, or very close to what the Earth signal is. So it's really, it has no negative side effects. It's just wonderful, and to get that extra oxygen has made a huge difference. And if you are interested for your animals, every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, California time, Pacific Standard Time. My brother and I do a webinar that you can watch, and you just, to sign up for it, you go to beamteamwebinars.com. It's beamteamwebinars.com, and you can hear cases with dogs and horses. And I have just, for horses, for me, it's amazing, and for dogs, how it calms an animal and gets them focused and listening just by being there for 8 minutes with them. It's wild.
That's worth 8 minutes of my life. you know, I think one of the things that comes through here is, you know, and this, you know, it's kind of like whatever modality we're using. So whether it's acupuncture or chiropractic or T-touch or massage or acupressure, an awful lot of what inhibits healing and inhibits a proper emotional response is tension in the body. And yep. So whatever modality we're using to decrease that tension, get rid of that muscle spasm, that muscle tension, allow thing, you know, the endorphins and the serotonins and the blood flow and the nerve flow and get that moving through the body, that's what helps with healing. That's what helps with a proper emotional response. The great thing about T-Touch is anybody can do it anywhere, anytime. You don't need special equipment. Yeah, and, you know, a little bit of training and you're there. You know, anybody can use it.
Yep, and you can use it for self-help, and this is why we also teach. I mean, I just love this for self-help, because if you're feeling out of sorts or you have anything going on in the body that's causing discomfort, you can gently do these 1 1/4 circles with a little pause and send love to your body. And it's just incredible what it can do for you.
Amazing. Well, the next time I wake up with one of those horrible leg cramps, I'm going to start doing some T-touch and make it go away.
Right. And that's where, yes.
Well, I have seen this work in real life. I have seen Linda work. She's amazing to watch, just amazing. If you ever get a chance to see Linda working anywhere, whether it's at an expo or an exhibition, even watching on YouTube or a webinar, just amazing, amazing work, and to see the changes in the animals that really happen over a matter of, you know, seconds to minutes. It is truly amazing. Linda, thank you so much for all you do, all you have done, all the people that you have changed their lives, changed the lives of their animals. We are truly grateful. It is truly amazing, and you are to be applauded. Thank you so much for joining us today on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Aloha.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.